Okay. The parsha opens up. Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim 17 shana. Yaakov was alive in Eretz Mitzrayim 17 years. Now in Lashon HaKodesh, you know, that makes good sense in English. I live in Far Rockaway. I lived in Far Rockaway 17 years. Lashon HaKodesh, that's not correct. You say Vayogar or Vayeshev. Right? Like he lived, which again is in English, right, lived is a synonym for resided, but not in Lashon HaKodesh. So what does it mean? Yaakov was alive in Eretz Mitzrayim 17 years. Right, that's one question. Right, that's right. So now the Rashi points out right here at the beginning that in the Torah, you're not going to see a break. In the Sefer Torah, there's a break, between every parsha. There's like
a little break
over there. Like, it looks almost like it's all one parsha. Vayigash and Vayah. It's called Parsha Stuma. Parsha's called me as opposed to the opening, the open space that they're supposed to be. So it says Rashi on Parsha Stuma. Right. So if you came to Nifter Yaakovim, Nistamu Einem Liyom Shol Mitzar Shivot Shitchil Lishabdom. Right, because when Yaakov Inu died, so the hearts and eyes of Am Yisrael closed from the Tzorah of the Shibut, they started subjugating them. It's not true. Why should it not true? So that's in next week's parasha. Right, that Vayomas Yosef v'chol echa v'chol adorahu, and then after all that, after Bnei Yisrael parosh, Vayishu Tzvayi Bu v'atzmu, then V'akom Malchadosh HaMitzar, Shelo Yadas Yosef. She would happen much later after the tear of all the Shvatim, like before she against the Pasuk. Right? Also, the Lashon of Nistamu Einayim V'Libam Shel Yisrael, the heart and the eyes of Am Yisrael got blocked. Right? They built pyramids, The back hurts, the arm hurts, the legs. What is this poetry? Nistamu Einayim V'Libam Shel Yisrael.
Carson got in trouble to making that statement. You know that.
Who?
Carson.
What? What did he say?
He said that the Jews built the pyramids.
Yeah.
What? They got in deep trouble.
When why?
He said it wasn't the Jews that built the pyramids, or he said the pyramids were in order to store things. I forgot what he did. He got in big trouble.
I thought the fact that they store things so well was a...
It was really built for as burial places for the kings.
Yeah, I thought Yosef may have designed
the storehouses.
Yeah. Storehouse.
It could be. I'm just telling you, Ben Carson got in.
All right, good. Okay, whatever they did, they worked with their arms, they worked with their legs. It wasn't even listed way name, the Libam. The back hurts, the arm hurts, The legs hurt. That's Rashi's first shot, and we have the questions that we just raised. Then it says, "Dover Acher Shebikesh Lagasa Kates Labana VeNistam Mimeno." He wanted to reveal the Kates to when the Gauls will be over to his children, and then VeNistam Mimeno, it was blocked from him. So that's a very interesting Galushan. VeNistam. Nistam means blocked. Why should be vanilla mimeno? Like you have a revelation, but then you forget what you're going to say. It's nelam, right? Or nostalgic metal.
Sisson pius, not catching game. What is it? Sisson pius?
Right, that means to close. Yeah. Why nostalgic? So nostalgic, see, if he forgot what he wanted to say, right? So, why is it an apropos? Why is the verb to block, Shachach or Nelam Imeno, right? So after saying the usage of the verb, Nistam, vis-a-vis the Ketz. Huh? So now, as we go towards the end of the Parsha, So when it talks about the death of Yaakov Avinu, right? Ironically, he dies in this parsha that's called, Vayechi. There's a Chai, Saramin who dies in a parsha that's called Chai Yisar. Right? But Rashi really is saying that, Enachinami, Yaakov Vinu Lomes. So Rashi imposes it on the Pasuk. The famous, we're going to deal with that Chazal, Yaakov Vinu Lomes, And we're going to analyze it, what it means. Right? But Rashi wants to superimpose that famous Gemara on the Lashon of the Pasuk. It's very interesting, Rashi. And he says like this. Yeah, when talking about the actual moment of death of Yaakov Avinu, right? Vaychal Yaakov utzavas his banav, vayesof ragol mita, he gathered his legs onto the bed, vayigva, vayesof elmav, so vayigva is a certain lotion of death, and he joined his nation, meaning join Yo, the departed, says Rashi, right? Vayigva vayosef.
So it says it by Yaakov Avinu, it says by Avraham Vayigva. Otherwise, it doesn't use the term Vayigva.
Yeah, okay, but Rashi has a diuk, says Vayigva Vayasavav. So Rashi says like this. Rashi makes a diuk, but Umisa Lorembo, the verb mace, it doesn't say. Vamru Razal Yaakov Avinu lo mace. So Rashi, you know, even though the Gemara itself didn't say that raya, right, but he superimposes the Gemara on the pasuk. Say that, and that's why the verb mace is not used, because Yaakov Avinu lo mace.
Was it used by Avraham and Yitzchak?
I do believe so. Right?
I think by Avraham it was used, and by...
It says by Yaakov. By Yaakov and Yitzchak. Oh, by Yamas, yeah.
It doesn't say by Yaakov and Yitzchak, it says by Yaakov. Because Yitzchak was really...
So this is what Rashi, the cute thing that he does. He wants to weave the Gemara into the pasuk because it doesn't say mace. Ah, say shtel su, the Gemara, which we're going to look at in a second. That Yaakov Avinu lo mace. And that's why the verb misa is not said. So what? It doesn't say it in that pasuk. But shtet mefurish, vayikrvu yemei Yisrael lomus. And not only that, it says, further on, right, when Yaakov Avinu is giving instructions to Yosef about what to do, you know, the day after, Vayomer Yisrael el Yosef, Hine Anochi Meis. Hine Anochi. It's okay.
He thought he was going
to
die, but he never did.
I don't know what to say. So we've heard the verb, the Torah says, Yikru Meis, so almost his time to die is drawing near. Yaakov Avinu says about himself to Yosef, Hine Anochi Meis. So, okay, you're cute shot. But we did find a verb, mace.
Yeah, but you have to contrast it with Avram. It says, Vayigva Vayamas. So if it says Vayavram, it says Vayigva Vayamas. Yeah. Here it just says Vayigva, it doesn't say Vayamas.
Okay, but I found you the verb, mace.
Yeah, but it never talks about it after he died. It only talks about it before he died.
So, okay.
He never talks about that. It happened.
Okay, we're going to talk about this. This is our question. This is our kasha on Rashi. Rashi makes a whole cute thing that you don't find the verb mace. Don't find it there. You find it, elsewhere in the parasha. Mamish the verb mace. Okay? So once it came up, let's look at the source that Rashi's brought from. Even though, like we said, the Gemara doesn't make Rashi's deal. Rashi used the Gemara. Right? The actual Lashon Gemara is like this. Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak were sitting in the Suda together. Now, we're going to skip the prologue that they were sitting Suda together and see, but there is a whole board of how that ties in also, but that's beyond the scope of today's shir. So Rav Nachman says to Rav Yitzchak, say a vort. So it says, Hachiyam Rav Yechanan. So Rav Yechanan says, Ein Mesichim B'Suda. Right, so after that, after they finished eating, so now why that was the prologue to this whole discussion is a whole, takes a long time to explain. Now, the main point that we want to do is, Ali Hachi Omer B'yochad, Yaakov Avinu Lomes. That was the Dvar Torah said after the Suda. Right, Omle V'chi B'chdu Softu Softanaya, V'chantu Chantaya, V'chav Karvaya. Right, so it's for nothing that they were masped him, and it's not for nothing that they embalmed him, and it's for nothing that he was buried. That's all these expenses, all the hitzos, of Leviah for nothing. See what was on their mind, right? So Omale Mikron Drosha. I have a drosha. Shadam Vata Altir Abdi Yaakov Nu Mashem Vata Chasisro Kini Moshiacham Rechok Ved Zaracham Meretz Shav Yom. Don't worry, my servant Yaakov, and don't fear Yisrael, because I will save you from far away and your descendants from the land of their captors. So Makish Lazar, make a hekesh to the beginning of Pasuk about Yakvidu, and said, you know, and your descendants from the land of their captives. Makish Lazar, make a hekesh between Yakovino and his children. Right? Mazaro Bachayim Afu Bachayim. Right, just like his children are alive, so he's alive. Hekesh. Right? Right. So we have to understand, you know, come on. What is the kesher? You know, everyone has living descendants, you hope, right? If everyone left descendants, so his descendants carry on afterwards. What's the vort of Mazaro Bachayim Afu Bachayim? Right, but we have a more fundamental question, right? Rav Nachman has a pasuk, black on white. He died, and they buried him, and they embalmed him, something which a living person would never tolerate, right? Never tolerate. So Rashi says, he really is alive. They thought he was dead, but he was really alive. The bottom line is, a living man, you would never tolerate this, you would think. Yeah. Right. It was temporarily dead. Like every yid. There's a famous story of Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Meiser. I've heard a story. It was in Rabbi Akiva Eiger's town. It was a real Russia. Whether some say it was a Meiser, some say it was a Malve Baribis, whatever. So, to get even with him for all the damage he did to the townsfolk all years, the Chevra Kadid, when he died, Chevra Kadid refused to bury him, right, until they would pay an exorbitant amount of money, and that would be like compensation for all the bad things that he did. So the Chevra Kadisha had the family over the barrel. So the barrel, the family capitulated to see him buried. But they're immediately malshin, following in the footsteps of father, immediately malshin, to the authorities. They were malshin on Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that the Rav, let this thing happen. They took from us an exorbitant fee, right, to bury him. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger had to appear before the magistrate to explain why the community did this.
He
says, because Ali Yidin, we charge what we charge because they're only renting it. It's only a rental because it's Trias Amesim. This guy is not going to have Trias Amesim. He bought it. Very good, see. He popped it right away. But the... you're making a drasha. I got a black and white pasuk. Come on. So obviously the drasha is just your imagination. How do you make a drasha against an often a pasuk? How do you do that? Okay. I said, that's its own drasha. Mikra ani derish. I made this drasha. How can you do that? Make a drasha against the pasuk. Bishop, it's not like ayin tachasayin that we have a meser from Moshe Rabbeinu himself that it means money. So he said, mikroni derish, it's my thing. I've got a drasha. How do you do a thing like that? Right? So
we have the grow also,
What?
The grow, ayin tachasayin. So you take every letter and the ayin.
Right.
And it's moment or something.
Yeah, okay, fine. But I'm just saying, a thing like that, that's when Tarsh about Peh goes seemingly against the pasuk, but Moshe Rabbeinu himself explained it that way. Kayadua. This guy, he's Maida, Mikra Ani Doresh. I made this drasha. How do you make up your own drasha against the pasuk? Right?
Mazaro,
I made a hekesh because Yaakovino, the one pasuk says, don't worry, Yaakov, I'm going to save you, and I'm going to save your kids from the other captors. You, kids. Makeshu Lazaro. Mazaro Bechayim.
Why is he compelled to make this drasha also? Where did he pick up? He must have felt compelled to make this drasha for some reason.
Okay.
Right? It's like, what's the...
Oh, by the way, Tosfos Afinort, brings Rashi and Chumash. It's cute that Yaakov Ilomes, as in this pasuk, Vayigva. So this Rashi made it into the Tosfos over here also, right? But, you know, we have our kasha that says Misa, you know, earlier in the parsha. Yaakov, you know, describing what's going to happen to himself. And, you know, and the Torah even described Yaakov Yemei Yisrael Lamos.
I'm still going to figure out Ayin. Because Ayin, if you got one letter up to each one, it's Kesef.
One letter up. So Tachas Ayin. Ayin, Tachas Ayin. That was a girl. Yeah. No, Barsha. We could find him out. Yeah. Anyway.
Ayin isn't pay.
No, some is Ayin.
It's not an order.
Right, and then pay
just
is the...
Right.
Yes,
oh, maybe the other way around. Yeah, Ayin, pay.
It's above.
Then, yeah.
What about?
Dane is like this. That the, you know, something which we should have spoken about earlier, but better late than never. But it's something that it reflects back ever since Parshas Vayishlach. Right. Interesting, also it's interesting halacha. Right, what the last Gemara, I believe, in the first parak of Brachas, discusses, right, that kol ha-korah la'avram avram over ba'aseh. Over, you know, mitzvah, as it were, a positive pasuk, okay, that, you know, okay, Avram, you know, Shmecha, anyone calls Avraham, Avram, right? When you call, if you, a person would call Avram, Avram, that's a bad thing, not allowed to. The Gemara calls it over ba'aseh, as it were, I do believe, right? And the Gemara goes on and explains that, you know, hey, you know, but that's not a problem to call Yaakov, Yaakov, you know, his name was changed to Yisrael.
In fact, the pasuk uses it all the time.
Exactly. You know, the psukim themselves flip-flop. Always. Yes, very good. He's chopping the whole malach. Right? Yeah, and the Gemara goes on, why it's not that, not that the shame Yaakov is uprooted, just Yisrael's Ikra and Yaakov's Tfela. Right? So, you know, why is that? That the name Yaakov was left. You know, Avram is history. There's only Avraham. Sarai is history. She's only Sarah. You know, by Yaakov Avinu, you know, Yisrael Zikr.
There's really two stages to history, because Yaakov Avinu is history, as far as myself.
Right.
And history is when Golis, it's Yaakov, and in Gula, it becomes Israel.
Right.
Because that's when he got the name Israel, when he overcame the Malach, the Esau.
Right.
So at that point, they called him.
Well, that's when it was promised him. He didn't actually have it until Binyamin was born.
When he's victorious over Golis Esav.
For the ultimate victory of Esav. Yeah. It really only reflects on the Achas Hayamim.
All right, so fine. So this is very good. So, it's unfortunate Chazal. It's in the Zohar, like Reb Tzvi said, right? That there's actually two Bechinas. There's two bechinas to Am Yisrael as an Am, right? Which are reflected in Yaakov Avinu, who is, you know, the capstone of the Avos, the Bechir Sheba Avos, that, you know, from, you know, he closed the circuit on the Avos, that from after him starts Shvatim. The Am is called, as it were, Hispashtus of Yaakov Avinu. That's why Yaakov Avinu's two names are our national names also, right? Kol Somar Lebeis Yaakov Visage Lebnei Yisrael, right? Which, by the way, that's the source. Beis Yaakov refers to the Noshim, and that's why all the girls' schools are called Beis Yaakov Kayadua. That was the source, right? Because Chazal say that, you know, to them you say Loshin Raka Somar Visage Lebnei Yisrael, say Dvarim Koshim Kegidim. Yeah, right. So Sage, right? Beis Yaakov Visage Lebnei Yisrael. Zera Yisrael Avdo, Bnei Yaakov Bechirov, right? You have it, you know, there's like, it's unlimited amount of psukim, so even in one pasuk, you know, calling us Bnei Yisrael or calling us Bnei Yaakov, right? Because both Bechinas are emes. Both Bechinas are true, right? That, and it had to be this way, right? For the sake of Jewish survival, right? That, right, the Zeresh, you know, tells Haman, right, Rashi brings it, Im Nafal Tipo, right, right, Im Nafal Tipo, right, right, so, right, once you start falling, Im Zera Yudim Mordechai, once you start falling, you know, you're going to definitely fall. So Rashi over there, you know, brings from Chazal right there on the spot. And in the Pirush of the Megillah, Ha'umazu nimshala la'afar v'nimshala la'kochavim. Amis is compared to earth, which Dafka said by Yaakov Vidu, Zarazarcha ka'afar aretz. And they're compared to the stars. Kishe yardim, yardim ad la'afar. Avo kishe oilim, oilim ad la'rakia. Right? So that's a joy. Oh, one thing's for sure, we're never in the middle. You know, it's never balanced. When we're up all the way up to the heavens. When we're down to the earth.
But it's all parallel to in the inverse of Esav. And I was like, so they use the motion because Zeh comes and Eiffel.
Right.
You cannot have them simultaneously.
That's right, right, right. Exactly. It's a seesaw. It's a seesaw. Umalea Chareva. Right. Right. If Rome is built, then you know Yerushalayim is Chareva. Yerushalayim is built, you know Rome is Chareva. Yeah. Avada. No middle. Amisol's either up or down. Right? So now, you understand the tremendous chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it had to be that way. Right? Because this is what ensures Jewish survival. Because if the only programming would be to be up, so once we'd sin and lose that madrega, we go extinct. There has to be programming in the event that we're not Zoche. Plan B. Because God forbid, if there's no plan B, once you lose the Maila Eliona, you should go extinct. Right? So there's a Rebosham Barov Chasto gate programming, you know, for when we're up and we're Zoche. But when we're not Zoche, there's programming of how you exist when you're Ba'afra. When Chasrom Shkinta Ba'afra. Right? When Shkinta Ba'galusa, Shkinta Ba'afra. We always want to be Lu'ukme Shkinta Me'afra. Right? Rahman al-Tzlan when we're down. And that's just between head and heel. Head is the part that points to heaven. The heel is mamash, the lowest part of human being. That's what touches earth. Right? And that's just between Yaakov and Yisrael. Yaakov Miloshen Ekev. V'yodo Chezes Ba'akev Esav. We actually spoke about this. That the Ekev is, you know, we take the end away from him. Right? But Yisrael is Miloshen Rosh. Li Rosh. Yisrael is Miloshen Li Rosh. Sar. V'choshuv. Right? And this is all mushrush, right? In the Inyan, that already by Adam Marishan, the Gemara in Bava Metzia says, Shufrei de Yaakov made Shufrei de Adam Marishan, right? That the closest thing that got to the Tzelem of Adam Marishan, closest thing that ever got back to the Tzelem of Adam Marishan was Yaakov Avinu. Closest thing to perfect man. All right. So now, what does it say by Adam Marishan, right? After he succumbed, right? And he fell. To the Eitzah of the Nochash. So the Lashon of the Pasuk is like this. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu is talking to the snake. Ve'voshis bencha uben ha'isha, uben zaracha uben zara, hu yishufcha roish, v'ata tishufeno akev. Adam will kill the snake by the head, but the snake gets the Adam by the heel. Right? The heel is like that. That's where the snake gets us. And we get him by the head. Right? But it could also be understood, right, that when we're on the Madrega of Roish, we beat him. We're on the Madrega of Akev, right? He beats us. Right? Now, Kayadu, it says in Adulis in Pirkei Rabbi Lezer, right, that the Nochash was the Merkava of the Samech Mem. That the Samech Mem, who was the Malach of Esav, at the time, you know, he rode, you know, the Mamish, the Nochash was his chariot. And the Nochash on earth was, you know, the Merkava for the Samech Mem, who saw Rosh Hashanah Esav. Right? So as Reb Tzvi pointed out, when Yaakov Vinu beat the Malach, that's when the name Yisrael is promised to him. Even though you didn't get it Bepaal yet, because Binyamin wasn't born yet. And you'll see that, you know, the name actually changes when he goes to Beso, and he has Binyamin, and then his name is Yisrael, until Mechiras Yosef goes back down to Yaakov. And you can take a look. Wherever he's down, he's Yaakov. Wherever he's up, he's Yisrael. Right? So, you know, Kayadua. You know, this the Shlo says in his Drosha to Hanukkah. I remember we spoke it out somewhere that the... That Yaakov Inu, he creams Soro Shel Esav, and that's when it's already he gets promised the name Yisrael. The Russian Sar Roish. When he's a Rosh, we defeat Esav. Rabbi Akiva stayed in Akev, right? And in Rabbi Akiva was Mekuyim Varvata Teshufenu Akev. Rabbi Akiva was killed by the Roman Empire, Edom, from the Koach of Esau. Right? Rabbi Akiva was a Kiyim Varvata Teshufenu Akev, but Yaakovina made it from Yaakov to Yisrael, was this Aleph from Akev to Madrega of Rosh, and he creamed, the Malach of Edom, the ministering angel of, Rome is part of Edom also. Hayadua. So these are the two bechinas of Yaakov and Yisrael, that when and that's the duality in the pasuk, that when we find both. So it's about the women and the men, because kayadua, men are considered to be on a higher madrega than women, because we have the mitzvah seishas mangrom, and more importantly we have the chiyuv talmud Torah, etc. And so beis Yaakov, the saga of bnei Yisrael. Right, and whenever you'll find the double lashon pasuk, it's talking about the hamonam versus the chashuvim, right? And there's both programs for the Am Yisrael, because there is a program for us out, being sorim v'chashuvim, right? When we rule the world and when we, right? But there's also programming for us when the chips are down, which no other nation has. This Inyan of Yaakov is a big chesed. And that's why it wasn't bottled. But even though we aspire to be Yisrael, it's a big chesed. Any other nation, once it's Yorid Migdulasoi, it starts going extinct. Once those empires fall, find me a Roman today. Right? Show me like someone, a real She'eris of, the original Greeks, when...
This was a famous Toynbee called us a fossil.
What?
Toynbee,
the historian Toynbee, yes.
Called the Jewish nation
fossil.
Used the word
fossil.
And he compared us to the Nazis too.
And
he had a famous debate. I
you're teaching
the,
me something. You're
Maush,
my rabbi. Go ahead.
Toynbee was one of the great historians of the 19th century. He wrote a book. He wrote a book about nations rising and falling. He called the Jewish nation a fossil.
Right.
Then he had a debate with Herzog, Chaim Herzog. Mm-hmm. Most famous debate in the last 500 years.
Uh-huh.
It was a debate between Chaim Herzog. He was challenged to a debate.
Uh-huh.
Chaim Herzog challenged him to a debate on this precise issue.
Well.
If you want to ever see somebody get destroyed, he's the greatest professor. He was considered on top of the world, Toynbee, but he was a Sunni Israel, so British. Oxford.
Yeah, blind me. Yeah.
I'm going to get you the book, and you're going to read that book, and you'll be marveled at the debate, how the debate proceeded.
It was Chaim Herzog or Yaakov Herzog?
It was Yaakov Herzog.
Yaakov, that was the son. It was a big Elul. He died young.
Yes, he died young.
It was a big Elul.
Yeah, but he was the ambassador to.
He was the ambassador.
And it took place in Canada.
Yeah. Chaim Herzog was the brother, but he wasn't the same type of guy.
Yaakov Herzog.
Yaakov Herzog was something else.
He was ambassador to.
Yeah.
That debate has been transcribed word for word.
Oof.
And one of the biggest issues was just using the term fossil to describe Israel. And he said, where is it another country in the entire history of the world that came back from the dead?
Mm-hmm.
That never existed. Where is there a language that died and came back? It never happened.
That's exactly what we're talking about.
Totally destroyed it. And he said, he was like this. I want to tell you something. When he finally came back to sit down at his seat, you understand what a reputation he had worldwide? Because the world is all in so much. Came back, his wife said to him, I told you not to debate him. And you know who reported that? That was Yaakov Herzog's wife, who was sitting right next to him, because they positioned their wives together. So she overheard him say, I told you not to debate him. So that goes, that also went into the history books. I think his name was Albert Toynbee.
I have to get that transcript. Because Mamash, we're talking about the Bechina of Yaakov. There's programming for us when we're in the dirt. Because any other Ummah, when they're Yor Medlaso, it's the end of the Am. And they're finished. And they never come back. Right? There's programming to keep us going. Right? Even when the chips are down. That's the bechina of Yaakov. So, you know, we don't want to rely on that, you know. So Yaakov is tofel, you know, and Yisrael is ikar, but it's there. So there's a plan B. There's a programming to keep us going when things are down. That's 100% true. That's 100% true. Now that's it. The Revised Cover says that Akev, that Nakuda called Akev is Emunah. Yes, absolutely. That's 100% true. 100% true. Right. So the right. So this. So to understand what's going on over here, you know, Parshas Vayechi, right, is the parsha which, you know, escorts us into Golos. Right. You know, Amisos now, you know, the whole parsha takes place in Eretz Mitzrayim. And, you know, and the next step after that is, you know, this starts the Shibud. Right. The inyan is that in Parshas Vayechi, right, and that's why it's called Vayechi, Yaakov Avinu is being alive in Mitzrayim for 17 years. Right, Gematria Toiv. Gematria Varalkim is Or Ki Toiv, that original Or. The Or that went into Geniza. Also, Al Derech Zeh, Yaakovinu's Koach of Chaim is Nignaz, but it's Nignaz within the Jewish people. And those 17 years that he was, you know, with us in Mitzrayim gave us the Koach to survive, to be alive, even in the Zman of Golos. And it's Vayechi Yaakov, not Vayechi Yisrael. Vayechi Yaakov. Be'eretz Mitzrayim, Shvas Rishonah, infusing life in the Bechina of Yaakov, which is what Am Yisrael is called that when they're Be'eretz Mitzrayim, when they're in Golos, putting Koach, putting Chias into the aspect called Yaakov, right? And that's what it means, right? That's what it means. Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis. Right? Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis is referring to the Bechina of Yaakov. So I'll start with something very neat. I fooled you. Every time it says Misa, it says Vayikru Yemei Yisrael Lomus. Right? It says Vayomer Yisrael El Yosef Hine Anochi Meis. The Bechina of Yisrael Taka died. Taka died. The Bechina of Yisrael died. We went into Golos. We're not Sorin. We're not Shoyer. We're not Chashuvim. We're not Bechinas Roish. Even though not mamish, we're going to explain in a second, right? But al pneim shel dvarim, the bechina of Yisrael is nisbatel in Golos. So it's called that the bechina of Yisrael died, but the bechina of Yaakov. So now it's very good that Rashi, because what it says by the misa of Yaakovino, it says vayichal Yaakov, letzavas lebonov, veesvagabita veikvasav misa lo nemar Yaakovino meis. The Bechinas Yaakov doesn't die. The Bechina of Yaakov doesn't die. Right? So now it's very good, right, to understand what the heckish is. Ma zaro b'chayim afi u b'chayim. Because what's the secret of Jewish survival? Am Yisrael just doesn't go extinct. Zaro b'chayim, that even there's going to be zaro me'eret shavyam even 2,000 years later. There's going to be who to take out from the land of captivity. Ma zaro b'chaim, afu b'chaim. The koch that Am Yisrael survives. That's the koch of Yaakov. That's the bechina of Yaakov Avinu Lomes. When Am Yisrael goes down to the bechina of Akev, the Akev, as small as it is, it's immortal. Can't kill it. As low as it is, can't kill it. That's the bechina that's going to make it till the end. The last door is called Ikvasa de Mashiach. The heel is going to make it to Mashiach. Right. In a certain sense, the lower we are, the closer we are to Mashiach. That ikvas of the Mashiach was going to be a difficult generation. That's dafka the door, as low as it is, that's going to be the door that's going to make it out of the Golos. Right.
And we're a reference to Bnei Yisrael then?
What?
We should be a reference to Bnei Yaakov, not Bnei Yisrael.
When?
I'm saying like throughout all of it says Bnei Yisrael. It doesn't say Bnei Yaakov.
Sometimes it says Bnei Yaakov, sometimes it says Bnei Yisrael. But you know, the fact, though, but we're going to talk about it in a second.
Well, we're saying they both exist side by
right.
side. They both exist side by side. But at various times,
whenever it says Israel, that's a reference expresses. To the higher.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Right? We're going to explain that, you know, but even the aspect of Yisrael is not mamish dead. And this is Sfasemis makes this deal. Vayikravu yemei Solomus. Got close to death. You know, close to death. And the deal of the Sfasemis is beautiful because it's Mufurosh and Chazal. Echa Yoshua Badad Ha'ir Rabosiam Hoysa Ke Almana. Like, that Golos is called like death. That Am Yisrael is like now widowed because the Shekhinah left. Right? Shekhinah left, like widowed. Like death. You know, death, you know, been abandoned by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's like, you know, your husband, the Shekhinah, died. Right? So Chazal say, Rashi brings right there, Ha'ir Rabosiam Hoysa Ke Almana. So Rashi says, in the name of Chazal, Lo Almana Mamish. Ella ke almana ki isha she halach ba'alol medina sayam. That really even the Ruchina of Yisrael is not mamish dead. You know, it's just far away. And that's how we're going to get back to Ian of Nistam Mimen in a second. It's not really dead. It looks like it's dead. It's just behind a wall. It's blocked. Right? But the Ruchina of Yaakov is mamish. Bepoyol mamish. Full life. And now what's an expression of that? Torah Shebaalpeh. Right? Lu'umas Torah Shebechsav. Torah Shebechsav is all Divrei Nevuah. And once, and when Nevuah was Paska Mi'Yisrael, Rachman al-Utzman, right, that's it. The Tanakh stopped expanding. It ends with Chag Yisharia Malachi. You know, so it's over. Right? Stopped expanding. We lost Nevuah. Right? Which is, you know, it's also a form of siluk of our spiritual godless, right? Torah Shebechsav has, you know, it's over, it's finished, right? I mean, it hasn't expanded, you know, right? Right? Lumas lasu lavo, esh bachrucha kovazo yubreichem, you know, say, neviim v'neviyos, you know, Navi say, everyone's going to be a Navi, you know, the Ruach Kodesh will be, you know, readily accessible, right? Right, right, yeah. Right? And so Torah Shebechsav stopped. But what hasn't stopped? Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh only got stronger during the Golos, right? Right. That the the Mishnah was written after the Chorban and Kol Shekein the Gemara and the Rishonim and Acharonim. Torah Shebaal Peh never stopped. Torah Shebaal Peh never stopped. Torah Shebechsav, unfortunately, stopped expanding.
It even gets better because I love the Masroi.
Yeah. Right. So that's very good. The Pasuk says that he died, and v'chi b'chdi, right, saftu saftaya, chantu chantaya, kavru kavraya. It's a more unfortunate Pasuk. Like, what a waste. For nothing, they masped him, and they embalmed him, and they buried him. That's what it says in the Pasuk, right? And he says, mikra nidosh. I'm telling you, I'll tarash b'al peh. Drosha. Mitzad tarash b'al peh, right? You could see how Yaakovinu is still alive. That mitzad Torah Shebechsav, there's been a siluk hamoichin, a siluk of, you know, Ruach HaKodesh, and there's Nadarsh. We haven't had a new Nevuah, you know, since, you know. Right? But Torah Shebaal, outs the Mikron, I'm coming out Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? And I really, there's between, you know, Mikron, outs Torah Shebaal Peh, not outs Torah Shebechsav. Mikron, Nadarsh. And that Zaro B'chaim, the Torah Shebaal Peh works in tandem with the secret of Jewish survival, the Bechinas Ekev, even though there's a siluk, we don't have Nevuah anymore, we don't have Ruach HaKodesh anymore, but the Torah Shebaal Peh is still alive and well. It means that Torah Shebaal Peh. No. So the... just to end off that, even at the Bechin of Yaakov, which is the Bechin of Torah Shebaal Peh, which is, you know, the programming for when we're in Golos that Am Yisrael survives. There's programming for us to make it even when we're beshiflus, you know, and our godless has been taken away from us, right? You know, but our relationship to his Madrega of Yisrael that we mentioned before, right, it's not gone mamish. It's Vayikrvu Yimei Solomus. Vayikrvu. Like Sfasemis is medayik very nicely, but it's all Pirat Chazal. Hoysa ke almana, but not almana mamish. It's just behind a wall, and that's so what the pasuk says, right? Ken mabit menachalonos meitzitz menacharokim. Right, the Shekhinah is still, you know, even though it's like been a certain seal kashkina, but still take us. It's behind the window. It's behind the wall, right? And every once in a while, we draw on that koch, right? It's only satum. It's not gone. It's behind a barrier. And every once in a while, you know, when we need it, it bleeds through the barrier, right? We could, you know, and the truth, there's a way that we can tap in, the way we can tap in, right? So even so, Bikesh Yaakov Legal's case, Vinistam Mimeno, right, this koach, you know, of giving us emuna. If, like, if we've been Mengal the case, I'm sort of laughed at the Egyptians, because we know on the calendar, it's only until, you know, this date, right? Right, if you know the case, you know the whole thing's temporary, you know, yeah. You laugh it off, right? You know, what makes it so disconcerting is that you think it's going to last forever. What?
You don't know the end.
Right.
Otherwise, it's not even close. It's just the time period.
Yeah, it's like, whatever. It's like you're going to the gym, you're working out, it's not pleasant. But, you know, it's over, you know, at such and such. You know. You realize it's just a phase, you know? Right? Just a phase. Right? So because God's vinistam mimeno, it's blocked, it's behind the wall. But meaning the gilui haketz is the koach of emuna that we can get from Gilui HaKetz is be'etzem there. It's just behind the wall. So we're not conscious of what, you know, when Mashiach is coming. We're not conscious of the actual date, but the fact that it's there, it's just behind the wall. It's Nistam, that's what the Koach of Emunah bleeds through, right? And Am Yisrael knows, you know, in the subconscious, right, that Golus is just temporary. That's the Chizuk, right? That Am Yisrael never gave up hope to being Mitzapel LeYeshua. Because even though we don't know when the Ketz is, but the Gilui HaKetz is behind the wall, and it could be Meitzitz Min HaCharakim, and you could get Koach from it. Right? But on the other hand, that also is the perfect explanation of the nature of the Siluk of the Bechina of Yisrael. Right? So Rashi says in his first shot, right? Lama Parshazu Stuma. Right, so he says, "Afish nisboy nem shel ribam shisrael shitchol tzaras hashibu tzilu shabdom." So he asks, "So what's the pshat? Nistemu einehem v'libam." Right, you're working pyramids, and bechlaut's not even true. You know, the shibut started much later, but here's the pshat. The Gemara says, you know, in Sanhedrin, right, that kol misha ein bo das l'sof gole mimkaymai. Person who's, you know, does das, he's unsettled. Just like you're unsettled and you're thinking, you're going to move around. You're not going to hold your position. Mishay Bodas, Joss actually means, you know, to the point that you're reality challenged. You're going to end up selling. You're going to end up, you know, losing your house, losing everything you have. Lu'umas kol mishayesh bodas kilu nivne besa mikdash biyamav. Now, we have a whole arichas on this in our sefer on, you know, on the entry called Emuna V'yedia, on the Mida of Das. But what's nogel in your nenu is that, you know where Gaul starts from? It starts from loss of perspective. Siluk hadas. Kol misha ein bodas lisof, ultimately, goyle mimkomo. When Yaakovinu was around Bepoyel Mamish, right? So he was, you know, he enlightened us, that's what means einayim, and he gave us Havana, right? We were under his influence, and we saw things his way. So that's, we had the das. You know, that's, you know, das, it could be explained as the way you see things and the way you understand things. Einayim v'lev. When Yaakovinu was nifter, nistemu einayim v'libam shisho. The istalkus of Yaakovinu, the istalkus of the Gadol Ador, siluk hamoichin, siluk of his intelligence and his influence. So that's called nistemu einayim v'libam shisho. And that's where the Golus really, really starts from siluk hadas. Even though the physical enslavement, didn't happen yet, right? But this was the beginning of the end. Because Siluk Hadas, the Siluk of Bechinas Yisrael, Rosh, Siluk HaRosh, Siluk Hadas, that closing of the eyes and the heart, right? That Siluk Hadas is L'soif Golem in Koimai. So it was just the beginning of the end, you know, which, you know, Bepoel, the Shilun Poel was, you know, a Hemshech of the Siluk, of the Bechinas Yisrael, a Siluk of Bechinas, which is Siluk HaMoichin. But here's the amazing thing. And what's it Merumah's in? Stuma. Right? It got blocked. That means that, you know, the Silu Kamoichin is also behind a block. What's that block? You know what that block is? So Rashi says in the very beginning of Parshas Vayikra, in Sefer Vayikra, right? Listen to this. Mechol Dibros Amiris Kar Vayikra. Akosh always called to Moshe before he ever told him anything, right? Right. The Kriya Hais, the Dibur Haisa Kriya Vlav Sakas. Akosh Hu always called to Moshe Rabbeinu before he told him. So Vayikra Moshe, then Vayidabar Hashem El Moshe Leimor. Always a calling of love, and then he gives the shmuz, right? But Lo Lav Sakas, when he gave Moshe Rabbeinu a break, he didn't call to him first. Umayu Hafsakas Meshamshas. What's the function of the Hafsakas, which is beside, you know, the break between parshas? The Hafsakas, that Moshe Rabbeinu's recess time, right, is beside, you know, the breaks that there are between parts. Mayu mafsakos mishamshos, litain revach lemoisha lihizboinein ben parshavot. Think it over, to contemplate. Uben inyan leinyan. Kavachom me'edo, that's even God teaching Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu still needed time to be mizboinein, right? Right, so Kavachomer, you know, a bus of a dumb, teaching a bus of a dumb, you know, you got to give kids recess, right? Yeah, off to be Mizbonin. The meaning of the Revach ben Parsha le Parsha is space to think, right? And this is Masil Shurim says, you know what the biggest Eitz of the Eitz Sahara is, right? Distractions, all right? You don't think about what life is about and where am I going, where am I headed. You just don't take out time to think. You got to take out time to think, time to make cheshbon ha-nefesh, right? The distractions, not taking time to be mizboinein, right? The power of Yisrael, that das that was nostalgic, it's there. It's just not readily accessible. And you know the main reason why it's not readily accessible is that we're so distracted. We're not taking out space to think. It's sasum. We're not leaving ourselves space. If we'd only leave ourselves space, right, to be mizbainim, right, you know, we could tap into it. The Ramchal writes unequivocally in the Das Tfunas that if a certain critical mass of Yidden at one time would realize that Olam Hazeh is all sheker, you know, and a career, that's only because of Chet Adam Rishon, the Ikar of life is not a career, that's only a countermeasure, B'zeh Asapecha Tochalecha, the whole thing was a blooper, wasn't meant to be in the first place, right? You know, the Ikar is, you know, just Avodas Hashem, and everything the Torah says is MS, and what society says, if a critical amount of Jews would believe it at the same time, the Gula would be on the spot.
Oh, we're getting there.
What?
We're getting there.
If we elect Tom Cruise, Ted Cruise. If we elect Ted Cruz. That's all. You know, because like just like the Tzilu Kadas is the cause of Golos, and that's what it says. The other Chazal, call me Sheikh Paskil Nivda Besmesh Biyamov. If there'll be Das, Kviyas Yishuv Hadas, to a certain critical, to a certain intensity
that's
of a critical amount of Yidden.
Keeping us busy at Paro.
Right.
And it's right, because he was very worried about that.
Right.
As soon as we had some free time, he's going to be in trouble.
That's right. When Amisol started asking for, you know, talking about Geula, they have to work harder.
It's free time.
So, of course, now, in a world where Das, Umalards, Das, Hashem, Kamayim, Layam, Mechasim, like Lubi, Lasavo, you'll never have Hesach Hadas. You'll never have. But when there's Silu Kadas, it's not taking it away totally, but it's nostalgic to the point that it's easy to miss it, easy to get distracted. You got to break through. You got to break through the Parsha Stuma. You got to make space. Make space to be Mizboinein. Because clarity, it's a clarity that has been removed, wasn't erased. It's been put behind a block. And the countermeasure to that is Hizboininus, right? And then you could draw, you know, you could draw the koach of the kates. You could draw the koach of Yisrael that's, you know, behind the block, you know. Right? You could draw on that strength, right? And this I heard from a friend of mine, Rav Aryeh Hendler. Right, Sgan Rosh Yeshiva of Shalavim, is that he said a very nice job. With this, you can understand what it means that Il Mole Yishmo Yisol Shtei Shabbosos Miara Yunigoli. Right? Because Shabbos is time off to think. It's time off to think. Right? Right? That's the gift of Shabbos, having time off to think and to think about what life is all about. And it's Meforshin, the Rabbein Avram Ben Aram, Sefer HaMaspid, right, that, just stop desisting from Malacha. That's for Amaratzim. That's how an Amoritz keeps Shabbos, because he doesn't know how to use his mind. But an Eved, a real Eved Hashem, the fact that he's off from work, he's got to be Mizbainin, and might as well be Mizbainin, Godless Habere. So if Amitzo would only do that twice, Miyariyu Nigolin, right? Taking out the time to be Mizbainin. And with this, we can understand. This is a word that he said. And with this, it occurred to me, that's very good, what the Gemara says, Ko Ma'aneg Es HaShabbos, right? And also, Nachla Bli Mitzarim, as it says, right? Toshim Yishazare, Asos Chazare, V'achalticha Nachlas Yaakov Avicha, Ki Pi Hashem Diber. You tap into this Vayechi Yaakov, what was put behind the wall, the siluk of the Bechinas Yisrael, right? Through the koach of Shabbos, we can access it. That's what we say, Shol Tei Tzor Yagon V'anocha B'yom HaChaseinu V'areinu Hashem Okeru B'nech Masiyon Yirecha. We say it in the Ritzeh. On Shabbos, when we take out time to think, right? That's the anti to the stuma, right? And you think and you tap into Nachlas Yaakov Avicha, right? That Bechir that was in the stock, which is Nachala Bulim Mitzorim, as opposed to Mitzrayim, as opposed to when you go into Mitzar, Nachala Bulim Mitzorim, the Nachala that breaks all the batteries, breaks out of Golas, and that's on Shabbos, right? That Im Toshiv Mishazor, that from there Chazal learn out from those Psukim, that you shouldn't be Medaber the same way you speak during the week on Shabbos, shouldn't do anything the same. Shabbos should be totally different, total siluk from the distractions of the week. Then you tap into Nachal, you tap into that Bechina that's behind the wall, the Bechina of Yisrael, and you get Nachal Abli Mitzrayim, the koch that takes you out of Mitzrayim, that takes you out of the Golos. B'mehera b'yameinu.
Amen.